Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and certainly invite you to give us a call this afternoon. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today here toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. 9673 will get you on the air here this afternoon with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. I just pray that you would bless the program today and use us for your glory. Help us be a blessing to somebody. Help us encourage people and point people that are searching to Christ, Lord, and encourage believers in their walk with you. And just bless now the program today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we certainly invite you to come out and visit. We'll have some more information about the church at the end of the program. But just real quick to let you know, you can follow us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can link from there to our church webpage for the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. You can also link to our Facebook page, or you can go directly to our Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And on our Facebook page, I like to put different articles and things there from time to time that as I'm looking up stuff and researching things, reading things, I try to link some articles and such not there. And then, of course, on our webpage, livewithpastoral.com, more about me, links to our church. Also, there's some other information, different things that are there, as well as past programs. You can listen to some past programs. And I did want to mention that from time to time, I take out some pieces from some other programs that we've done or different things, and I try to put them together in shorter pieces that you can listen to. And last Friday, we were talking a little bit about some of the things with the Democrats' Green New Deal, and then talked about it a good bit more on Sunday night's program. And so I had two segments that are listed there that you can go to on our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. And across the top there, it says, listen to a Pastor Al favorite. It's the environmental movement is like a watermelon, part one and then part two, and two different callers. And you can see where I was addressing that. And in case you're not familiar with the analogy, the environmental movement is like a watermelon. It's green on the outside and red on the inside. And I talked about that a bit there. And so I encourage you to take a look or listen to that. And then there's some other things there. I have an article there, Jesus, the Silent Years, what happened to Jesus between the time you see him talking in the temple with the doctors and such not when he was 12 and when he entered into his ministry. And so we have that on there. Had a young lady at Bible study ask a question about that, and so I turned it into a paper, an article, and so it's there as well. So there's other stuff there as well. So I encourage you to check us out, livewithpastoral.com. Like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. And we have at phone number is 888-677-9673. And we have Nancy calling in right now. And Nancy, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, and happy belated Valentine's Day to you.
Yes, and to you as well.
Sort of a thank you. My question or comment, I'd like you to comment. On this is, it sort of bothers me throughout the Bible. I know we're not supposed to question God's word, but I think it was 1 Samuel 16:7. where God says, don't, something like, don't look at the physical appearance, but look on the heart. But
oh, when they're talking about selecting David?
Yeah, but you know, these men in the Bible, throughout the Bible, I can't remember who it was, but he wanted Rachel, but he got Leah, and he had to work 7 more years, and then David got Bathsheba, and the king picked Esther, and they were all very beautiful women, but the Bible says you're supposed to look on the heart, not the outward appearance. Could you explain that to me, please? Thank you.
Yeah, and let me take a look over here in 1 Samuel here first, because you're talking about where Saul had been made the first king of Israel, and then, of course, and Saul was actually taller than everybody else, because remember when they found him, they said he was taller, head and shoulders taller than everybody else or something like that. But because of his disobedience to God, because of his disobedience, what happened then was God said that first disobedience, God said, well, listen, you know, the kingdom is not going to continue in your line. And then the second act, I believe it was, where he didn't kill the enemy, King Agag, and they saved him and different things that they weren't supposed to. He said, not only that, he's going to remove him from being king. And so God selected somebody else, and that was David out of the tribe of Judah. Oh. Remember, Saul was out of the tribe of Benjamin. And David had several brothers, and the what happened was Samuel went, and as he's meeting with Jesse, their father, and he's asking for him to bring his sons, because he didn't know which one it was, and he saw different ones of David's brothers, and he thought, well, surely this is the guy, because you know he looks like, you know, like Saul was. He's a big guy and powerful looking man, and he would certainly make a good king. And that's where God had told him not to look on the outside, but on, you know, at the heart and the inside. And so then finally, you know, David was the youngest, and he was the one that God had selected. And,
yes,
you know, because of the heart, it was the heart. But man looks on the outside, generally speaking.
Yes.
And that's a problem, because, see, what we know of somebody's heart is what shows on the outside. I remember having a class one time, an English class, and they were talking about the term karma, which, you know, certainly isn't a biblical term at all.
No, definitely not.
But he had this definition. He said, you know, when you shake the clothes out of the dryer, you know, you take the clothes out of the dryer and shake the wrinkles out, where do they go? And he said, after a while, you find out they're on you. And he was using that to define karma. But I just remember that illustration that he was using. But the point that I'm taking from that is that the way you look when you're younger, the way, you know, if you smile a lot, if you frown a lot, if you scowl a lot, if you laugh a lot, those lines are going to show up on your face when you're older, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, right? And so when you get older, it's easier to tell in some senses, because there's just some people that when they get older, they just look permanently scowly-faced, you know, because that's all they did, is they frowned and scowled, and they never looked happy. And so those lines, because, you know, your face isn't the skin's not as elastic as it was when you were younger.
Yeah.
And so what your heart is eventually begins to show up on your face, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, when you're younger...
I never thought of that.
Yeah, you think about that. When you're younger... You know, you're you know, especially with ladies, they're always trying the new lotion that you can rub on to get rid of wrinkles and all that sort of stuff, and so you can look younger.
They don't work. They don't
work, Pastor. No, they work for the person that's selling them. They make lots of money,
well,
don't
that's
they?
True.
But
I gave up on that.
But the thing of it is, what happens is when you're younger, your face, your skin's more elastic, and you don't have all the lines that you do when you get older, and it's easier to conceal your heart. And I was watching. There was somebody, they were talking about the people who they were filing in for the State of the Union address back a couple weeks ago, and they were saying, look, all these people are smiling fake smiles. They said, put your hand over the screen and to where you don't see their smile and you just see their eyes. And said, look, they look upset, they look anxious, they look irritated, they look whatever, but they don't look happy. Mm-hmm. They had fake smiles, and that's how you could tell. But so what's on the outside, you know, sometimes doesn't accurately reflect what's in the inside. And bringing up the State of the Union address and politics in general is a good picture of that, isn't it? You know, Oh, go ahead.
I just have to mention AOC, you know, Alexandria.
Well, yeah, there's a good example.
And Bernie Sanders, the scowl on their faces when President Trump said, and our nation will never be a socialist country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the expression, they did not even try to hide it.
Yeah, and so, see.
I thought that was.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, he's older. And, you know, the lines on his face show that he scowls a lot. I always look at him and I imagine him being that old guy sitting on the porch on a rocking chair, you know, when some kids walk across his grass, holding up his cane and hollering out, you kids get off my lawn. But but AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's young and you know, she can look real happy and vivacious and non-threatening. Bernie Sanders just looks threatening. And I think we might have mentioned it last week or on Sunday night's program where I heard somebody that was saying, but just like Bernie Sanders, under the right situation, she's somebody who would throw people into the concentration camps or the gulags if she thought it would advance the cause. And that makes them dangerous. And let me go here to Titus. The little book of Titus here, and you know, it's I think this might be the one I'm looking for. If I get to the right one, it might be First or Second Timothy, but in the first one that came to my mind here was in Titus. It says, starting in chapter 2 verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. And then he says this in verse 4, that they may teach the young women. And before I go on from there, see the key here, and also the older men are to teach the younger men, but the aged women, the older women, in the church, they're supposed to teach the younger women because they've learned things in their life. You've learned things in your life. I've learned things in my life. Mm-hmm. And
as long as they're saved, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But
older woman.
Yeah, but see, one of the things that you begin to teach is that true beauty is more than just what appears on the outside. You know, it's what's in the heart. Mm-hmm. You know, what's in the heart of people, because, you know, it's, I'm trying to, I'm probably not going to find it here when I'm looking here real quick, but there's a passage where it talks about not being adorned, it's not what they're adorned with, and maybe I'll find it here while we're talking, you know, because the idea is that the role of the older men and the older women in the church is to teach the younger women and the younger men that true beauty comes from the inside. And like you had pointed out there a moment ago, you know, if they're saved, and that's the key right there, having Christ, because the Bible says the heart is wicked and it's deceitful, and as a result, it's evil, it's twisted, and you know, without being saved, doesn't matter how much good we do on the outside. What's that one Bible verse we were talked about as a jewel in a pig's snout or something like that, you know?
Yes.
And pigs, they root around in the dirt and the mud and everything. Their face is really dirty. It's if you put a diamond stud in the snout of the pig, well, all you're doing is putting it down in the dirt and the filth. And the pig's nature never changes. See, so it's still going to do that even with the diamond in its snout there. It's still going to root around with it in the dirt. Doesn't care because it's a pig.
We need to
have our nature changed. And that's where the Bible talks about as the pig, returned to its wallowing in the mire and the dog returns to its vomit. The nature has never been changed. And eventually they go back to the same old sin nature. And but with Christ, with salvation, what happens is there's a change of our nature. And because our nature is changed, the Holy Spirit is in us, and he's now dealing with that sin nature that's there. We have the new nature that's created when we get saved, and then we begin to learn that it's not so much the outside appearance that's important, but it's the inward condition of the heart. And and that's our responsibility, to train up younger people who are Christians to know that. The world, what's the world concentrate on? How you look, right?
Absolutely. How much money you have.
Yeah, all those skincare products wouldn't sell very much if people weren't concerned about how they look. And when you see signs and billboards, like you see a billboard promoting some kind of beer or alcoholic beverage or something, what do they have? Old people? No, they got young people all looking like they're having the time of their lives. And all of that is because they're appealing to the eye, to the flesh. Remember the Bible warns about the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life over in, I can get that one here. That's over in 1 John, I believe it is. And let me turn over there because that's instrumental. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, where he says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." And that, when you look at that, the lust of the eyes, I'm sorry, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, that appeals to people. And in the outside appearance, that's what appeals there. And we want that. We desire that. And, the true beauty is on the inside when somebody knows Christ as their Savior and then begins, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and direct and change the inside. And so what's on the inside begins to express itself on the outside. And that's what we were saying earlier about, when somebody is an angry person all their life or always upset and scowling and frowning, as they get older, you see where the lines in their face are. It's there with the constant scowls and frowns, whereas somebody that's generally happy when they're older, you see again where the lines in their face are with the laugh, the smiling and the laughing and things like that. And
very true.
And so you begin to see that, but see, God is always looking on the inside, and he wants us to get past the surface appearance. Now, obviously, we know we live in the world and everybody's looking at us on the outside. And in some cases, if the outside is not properly maintained, it makes it hard to get to know the person on the inside. I saw some picture. I don't know what it was. I was looking for something online and they were showing something with these shoes and they showed this guy's feet next to his shoes and he had these horrid looking toenails that went every which way. It was just horrible. And people were commenting on the guy's feet and his toenails, not on the shoes. See that distracted from whatever else was supposed to be being talked about in the thing. I don't even remember what it was. All I remember is his ugly toenails going every which way on this guy's feet. And I didn't hardly remember anything else about it, but that happens sometimes. But, as a person grows in Christ, you develop that inner beauty. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, those sorts of things. And we begin to exhibit those in our life. And you know, you've been around people in nursing home facilities, and my wife has been mm-hmm. in long-term care for many years. Now she's a hospice nurse, and mm-hmm. and I volunteered going into the nursing home things with our church nursing home ministry and things like that over mm-hmm. the years. And my daughter works in long-term care and all. But, you know, the thing it is, sometimes there's some people in there that are just more lovable than others. I mean, we're probably not supposed to say that politically correct, but it is kind of true.
We're not supposed to have favorites.
There are some people in there that just are hard to love. You have to really pray and ask God to help you sometimes, because they're just disagreeable. And you just look mm-hmm. at them.
They are.
And they look mm-hmm. disagreeable. And again, it's because they've been that way all their life.
On their face, yeah.
Yeah, they've been that way all their life. And
can I just make a comment real quick?
Yes.
These very beautiful women that these men in the Bible picked, Rachel, Bathsheba, mm-hmm. Esther, and I know there's other ones, they were beautiful on the outside, but they were always godly, spiritual women on the inside, so they had both virtues.
Exactly.
So I thought that
exactly.
was really, really important.
Yeah.
But,
and
you know, but it seems yeah. like they picked them more from their beauty, you know, mm-hmm. they were outstanding among all of, I just wanted to make that
well, comment. Yeah, and that is a good point, because unfortunately, that's what we look at when we're looking at, you know, picking a potential, you know, husband or wife, is we look at the outside, mm-hmm. and while the outside might be something that initially attracts us, the reason a lot of marriages fall apart is because that's all they were concerned with was the outside look,
mm-hmm.
the physical appearance. And they weren't mm-hmm. concerned about the personality. They weren't concerned
yeah.
about whether or not the person was a believer, whether or not the believer was somebody who wanted to serve God. And so conflict mm-hmm. comes in. And of course, the devil is always there trying to, you know, stir up conflict. And probably there's been many a person, man and woman, that's been derailed from the Lord's service because the devil dangled somebody who was very physically attractive in their eyes and mm-hmm. diverted them away. And they turned out, you know, inwardly to mm-hmm. be a very ugly person. And
mm-hmm.
so as a consequence, there are people that they make the wrong decision because they don't get to know the inner person.
Oh, can I ask you a
yes.
totally different subject real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this bill that's being thrown at the president and the Congress and everything about, you know, are we going to vote for this 1,500-page bill?
Oh, the spending bill?
Yeah, the spending bill that only gives $1,300, I mean $1 billion
mm-hmm.
to the for the wall, which is what President Trump wanted, and yet it has other things in there that are that really President Trump does not want. It was like $3.8 billion for something that the Democrats want. Now, do you think that President Trump, I think he's going to sign the bill, do you think he's making the wise decision? I did hear that he is going to declare a national emergency.
He's already done that.
He has? Okay.
Yeah, he did that during the...
Do you think that was wise for him to okay that expensive bill that really benefited the Democrats more than the Republicans? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, because they threw in a lot of things at the last minute. I agree with one guy I was listening to yesterday that they probably what they should have done is said, no, let's do a one-week, you know, temporary funding measure and then have time to review the bill, the spending bill, because they threw all this stuff in. And remember, these things come out of the House. And the House is mm-hmm. controlled by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Oh, yes.
So I think what President Trump was looking at was this was the only thing that he was going to get. And uh-huh. rather than shut the government down again, he's allowing that to go through. But by signing the national emergency, he's able to tap into, they say, up to about $8 billion in other funds,
some
of it in the Defense Department. And it is a national emergency when you look at the drugs and the human trafficking and things that are taking place coming across our southern border. So, this is where, you know, who in their right mind you would think really wants to be president when you have to think about the compromises that have to be made sometimes.
Yeah.
And And yeah, it's a dirty game, but that's why we need to pray for our leaders and pray for President Trump. Nancy, we're out of time here.
Pray for his protection.
Yes, absolutely pray for his protection. But thanks for calling, Nancy. We're out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Join us again Sunday night, and we'll be on again later on. Take care. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.